This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
A lot more people online agree with me than I thought. Because you guys did the old switcheroo. I thought you guys agreed with me about Mitch staying with his dad.
Oh, no, I made that pretty vocal last week when you started talking about it. You just don't pay attention.
No. If you would have made it vocal, I would have remembered it. If you would have made it vocal, I would have remembered.
We were back there in that podcast studio.
Well, if I had my headphones on and I had my headphones on, I would have heard
you. If you had your head off your ass, then you'd be fine. But
if I was what off my ass?
If you had your head off your ass.
Well, it's in my ass. If it's
no,
on
it's
it,
not.
I can still hear
the show right now.
I haven't done that.
Lost again, Ken.
I don't understand where you're going with it, but either way, a lot more people agree with me then because I'm like, I'm not going to stay with my father in a hotel room. And a lot more people online. I couldn't believe that. I thought I was getting ambushed there, and I kind of did on the phones because I'm like, there's no way I'm staying with my father in a hotel room. Not a chance. And they go, Ken, that's a you problem. I go, maybe it is, because I will admit this as well. I don't like to stay in a hotel room with my kids. Mm-mm. No. Like when we were on our way to Disney, we stayed in a hotel in Savannah. Not a fan. No.
What was the setup?
Oh, there was like a nook almost of like the other side and a pull-out couch, and they slept on the pull-out couch because there's three of them and they're all small, still relatively. And there was like kind of a bit of a partition, but I'm like, man, this just isn't good enough. I don't like this. I just don't like sleeping in the same room as my parents or my children for that matter.
Now, we did that this weekend. I had to go to Youngstown.
Yeah.
And it was a trip that probably required an overnight stay, but I just drove back and went back again because it was going to be a multiple room situation because of, A, one of them needed to sleep and I snore too loud.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's a problem. But if we're headed down to Florida in a couple weeks, and if for some reason we have to stop, we would put as many in a room as we could fit. There's eight of us, so have to be two rooms. Couldn't do one. But
yeah, maybe it's my own little peccadillo. I didn't even realize that until this morning, because everybody seemed to, on the air anyway, everybody seemed to agree with Mitch. There's one thing I'm tired of saying. I looked at the power rankings. This is what I wanted to get to originally, and then we started talking about whether or not they're even going to be carried on TV.
We
right?
need music.
Is this your power ranking or someone else's?
No, this is someone else's power rankings. No, they did music. A CBS Sports MLB power rankings to start the year. The Guardians are fine. It's somebody else's power
thank
rankings.
You. Thank
they're,
you.
Well, they're not in the top three. We only do three for power rankings. It's their power rankings, CBS Sports' power rankings. Do you do the music for 15th?
No, but we do.
Okay. We do it for 12, 13, 14, 15.
That's right, and then it stops.
So here's 15. The Guardians are 15th. They're right behind the Royals at 14. And the reason they put is, in looking at the four AL Central contenders, the Guardians might look like the weakest on paper. So they're one of the four contenders, even though they're 15th. Written here by the people, I think it's Mike Exisa. I think it would be foolish to count them out. Though, remember on The Office when Dwight said whenever he's going to do something, he asked himself, would an idiot do that? And if an idiot would, he doesn't do that thing. Yeah, picking the Guardians to finish fourth in the AL Central would be that thing. It's all every year, it's like, well, everybody counts us out. And you can never count out the Guardians. It's never like this, that, and the other reason. Not since the early 2000 and early and 90s Indians. Has it ever been this, that, and the other reason is why the Guardians are this type of team? It's always like, hey, can't count us out because we're a well-run franchise. And I start to think about this. Last year, Minnesota took it on the chin with their TV deal. This year, we're taking it on the chin with our TV deal. Was last year kind of the year that you could really cash in on something like that or to make it as good as you could? Because you have a new manager. Not many people know him. He's younger. You don't trust him as much as you did Terry Francona. It was a really nice year. It really made you trust Steven Vogt now, like, okay, now this is the year where we have to roll up our sleeves and really tighten our belts and get going here. I hate to keep talking about clothes, but maybe this is it.
I mean, I thought we would be bad last year. I couldn't believe.
I did not.
Yeah, I thought that just the drop-off would be substantial after Tito, and boy, was I wrong, and it was awesome that I was wrong because it ended up being an incredible ride. And it's still salty over the way things ended, but the fact that they went on that run, and you know, obviously this year, different team now because Josh Naylor is gone. They just dealt Tyler Freeman.
Oh, we got Carlos Santana.
We did get Carlos Santana.
We got Nolan Jones back.
Have two of them.
Yeah.
Welcome home.
Yes.
I think you guys are focusing more on the Guardians and what they do and not as much on the division and how bad, you know.
Well, the division
we got three teams in.
Yeah.
But still, the division overall. It's not great, and that's why they're always going to compete until they truly do blow the thing up.
Yes.
Which I don't know under this front office they'll ever, or this ownership group, they'll ever truly blow it up.
No. Well, I don't think they can.
There's not much to blow up.
Yeah. Well, I also don't
think
you can. It's
like blowing up a tent.
I don't think you can afford the hit of the box office. I don't think you ever want to do something like that. So you still want to at least give people a reason to come out because I can't. If you're going to a Guardians game, and Owen goes to a lot of Guardians game, I think the room. Lima, you will eventually announce soon. Yeah. I can't say they don't put on a good product as a reason to not go to a game. And they can always use that. And so until you do that, I don't think I can necessarily. I can't tell them that they should be tanking anything they shouldn't. And I don't think they'll ever be that type of team that would be that way. Because I don't think it works the same way it does in the NBA and the NFL. There's still too much you don't know because you have to go through the farm system. So Travis Bezonja could be the next great middle infielder for the Cleveland Guardians, or he could just be an also-ran. And he was taken number one overall. It takes a little bit more. I think if you go that way, you become the Pirates before you know it, and then you're in the desert for 25 years.
Never want to be them.
No.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.